Good evening on both sides. Hope you're well. This will be the last shiur today until Yisro Chag because of Yom Tovim, etc. and other commitments as well. I won't be able to give shiur now until Sukkot. And also today I have to leave a drop earlier. So let's start with Simkuf Samach. We started learning Sif Aleph, which told us about the various halachas with regards to the water of Netilas Yadayim. We learned Sif Aleph, which tells us about the change of looks. That if the water changes its looks, its appearance, it's possible under some circumstances. He's basically going to tell us a different halacha. He'll be focusing today on the first halacha, which is as follows. Also, b'mayim halacha. Not only that the water may not have, it's page 104. Not only that the water may not have a different type of appearance, there's besides that another halacha as well, which is the following. Also, b'mayim halacha. If the water was used for something, a halacha was made with the water. Or the bread was soaked in the water. So if the water was used for a melacha, it was used for a certain purpose. Or bread was soaked in it. Remember in those days, often bread wasn't as fresh as nowadays. Sometimes you want to soak the bread in the water to make it a bit nicer. Have you ever tried it? No? Reminds me of ducks for some reason. So then, even if you had intention to soak it in one kli, but then it fell into another vessel, nevertheless, it's psulim, it's posul. Now, if you had wine, and the wine was not the right temperature, and you wanted to make it the right temperature by putting this wine in water to get it the right temperature, then again, the water becomes posul. You had this water and you used it for regulating the temperature of the wine, then again, you use the water for certain purposes, as if you did a melacha with the water, and that makes the water posul for Netilas Yadayim. And imidyach b'em keling, if you use it for washing your dishes, it's also going to be posul. However, if the vessels were clean already, or brand new, then it's going to be kosher. Let us look a little bit into the Mishneh Berurah, what the Mishneh Berurah tells us about these various halachas. In Seif Katan Vav, it tells us as follows, Melacha, Kshe'odam oitze b'mayim dobo sheish loy tzoyrech, nasu kshoyfchin ho'oimdim leshvicha v'ksuchim letir. This Mishneh Berurah is the key to understanding this Seif. If a person does with the water, tovo, something, an activity, sheyesh loy tzorich, which has a purpose, you're using the water for a purpose, nasu keshoifrin, the water will be as if it's been poured water, shoifrin water, it's poured water, or oimdim leshvicha, which is going to be used for waste, bepsulim letila, and it's possible for netilas yadayim. Any water which has served a purpose already cannot be used for Netilas Yadayim. So, ve'afilu im shora bo'en acher, even if the water was used by somebody else, she'eino baal, who is not the owner, hamayim of the water, ve'chein b'sharim alochet en chiluk b'enu atzmo le'acherim. Say also with regards to actually doing the activity of the water, the melacha, makes no difference if you are the one who did it or somebody else. It doesn't make a difference. Achem b'chidushin b'kveikim mistaf b'cholzeh. B'kveikim is called chidush in this area. So we're learning now, not only that the water has to be clean water and the appearance we spoke about, but there's another halacha over here. The water may not have been used. And now, if you are the owner of the water and I'm using it for my own personal needs, the water will still become posul. The water has been used. You can't use recycled water. And whatever the purpose has been, the water becomes a posul until that's your dime. So whether it's your water, somebody else's water, you use it, somebody else uses it, makes no difference according to the Mishneh Berurah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch tells us it makes no difference if you try to soak it in one kli and then it ended up falling into another kli. It doesn't make a difference. And the reason Mishneh Berurah says it's cotton chesaf, it's nitzchaven. Kim the alcohol upon him, since at the end of the day, nitzchaven lisho is pite b'mayim, you intended to soak the bread in the water, havlim no nitzchaven klal lisho isoy, but if you had no intention at all, interesting shayla rabbi said, what happens if you had no intention to soak the bread? For some reason you are trying to do some cheese toast, actually just toast, you're trying to toast your bread. And what happened was, you were on the phone with one hand and you were holding the, and you were trying to calm down your child on the other. And for some reason the toast, instead of going instead of going into the toaster, he slipped out your hand, it went into the nigelwasser, into the Nefilat HaDayim, and then now you're freshening it out straight away, and then now you want to use those toys, you want to just eat that toast already, which the right one, which ended up in the toaster, and you want to use that water now, which had soaked the slice of toast, you want to use that. Can you use that water yet? Oh no, because it was soaked. You didn't intend to soak the toast, that wasn't quite your intention, but it ended up soaking the water. Can you use the water? Yes or no? The water has done a melacha. The water has done something. Is it possible or is it kosher? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, which is a big chiddush actually, Mishnah Berurah says, what would you say? Good, you say it's good, why? So therefore what? You're right, Mishnah Berurah says, but I think it's very big chiddush. Mishnah Berurah says, if you had no intention at all to soak the bread, and it fell completely without intention, it fell in the water, sharing the water remains kosher. I think it's a very big chiddush, because what's the difference if you had intention or not? Ultimately, this water was doing a melacha. Contaminated. It's as Mishnah Berurah explained earlier, it's about So Shoifchen, Mishnah Berurah continues over here, and Imam says that point. The Loi Shavinu Keshoifchen. It's not considered Shoifchen. It's not considered wasted water. It's not considered poured water. It's not considered poured water because it wasn't your intention at all. To me, it sounds like a very big chiddush. Similarly, also if the kli fell into the water, now it says another point as well here. If a material fell into the water, and you took it out, similar case. What happens if the water, which was ready for washing hands for a motzi, your glove, your scarf, or maybe your sock fell into the kli, and you're fishing it out straight away. And now you want to know, it soaked the clothes. Can you use the water for the Tilas HaDayim, yes or no? Correct. Beged.
You squeeze it back into the
cloth, you mean? No, it's the baggage fell in it.
Right.
Clothes, the baggage fell into the cleave with water in it. Now I'm taking it out. The water did a melacha in its parcel, or is that not considered a melacha?
And you can melacha right there, washing your clothes.
It soaked the material. And probably to some extent it cleaned it, whether you wanted it or not. It probably did some sort of the water got soaked in the cloth. So the mindset, Mishnah Berurah said, probably what you're saying. If not for begel asher chamay ve'otir misham, loy nifsul amayim, the water doesn't become possible. Kivon shlo nitzchav, there wasn't your intention at all. The k'may ve'pasen is not very different than the bread falling in. Aber amayim shemitzim ha'beged psulim. But the water which comes out from that sock, or from that glove, or from that item, from that shirt, that actual water, try to avoid, don't use that water, don't squeeze the sock out now, and use that water, because that water which was actually absorbed, try to not put it back into the, don't try not to use that for Netilas HaDayim. But if once you've taken that cloth out, and you want to use that water, that's okay. Just don't squeeze it, and get the water from the material. Rabbi said, interesting shaila which was asked, and that's really relevant. A water meter, that we've got somehow, somewhere in our houses. I don't exactly know how they work. How do they work? Water meter. I don't exactly know how they work. What I understand from the post game is that it's something, obviously, which is counting and measuring the water that goes through the pipe. Correct or incorrect? One way or another, it must be counting, it must be measuring it. It's not exactly how it works, but it must be either digitally or mechanically. You must be measuring the water that goes to the pipe. We're all paying for it, aren't we? So it must be a way that it's being measured. I don't know if it's by volume or by, but it's being good. So there must be something there, must be going through something which somehow is measuring the water. Is this, Rabbi Tzai, considered a melacha, yes or no? Now, we're going to know the answer, because we're all using water in our houses, and we're all using it, so obviously the answer is going to be that it's probably okay. But I want to just appreciate the shaila first. We're understanding that there is something happening to the water. We're learning that any melacha which is happening to the water passes the water. Now this, to some extent, should be surely considered a melacha, because it's something happening to the water. It's not sitting idle, there's something happening to the water. So is this considered a melacha? And if not, why not? Yeah, do you hear the shaila? What do you think about it? The measuring is doing something. Yeah.
The water is the...
You think it's passive, the water is being measured.
Yeah, the water is being measured, but the water is not water that's been established. You have to use the water. By measuring the water, you're not using it.
Yeah.
It's only measuring because you have used it. So it's, it is active, in a way.
You haven't used it yet.
But it's only measuring it because you've used it.
So you haven't used it yet. You measured it before it goes to you.
What do you think, Rabbi Tzai? I'm getting what you're saying now. Obviously, Mutter. It's going to have to be Mutter, right? Yeah. What? Similar.
You didn't say that. Why worry about the house? Think about it. It comes in from the Thames estuary. It goes into a huge, great, pumped pipe, billions of tons of water. It goes into the Thames estuary. From the Thames estuary, it goes into these filtration systems, which is stored high, and they filter hundreds of thousands of tons per minute of water that then gets put into other places, which goes through pipe systems under the whole of London. So you've probably got thousands of kilometres of pipe just everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's not just your house, it's must have measured and filtered and this and that and everything how many dozen times. And so the water meters the last few worries.
Good, okay. No, so I hear that. So I suppose that will be part of the question then. If all those things happened, which undoubtedly did, why is that not going to be considered maim she'osu be melacha? Why is it not considered? Now, we know that it's fine, because we all do it, and nobody's ever questioned it. Well, nobody, but few of us have ever questioned it. But the question is, why really is it okay? Why is it not considered melacha? I think the question is worthwhile investigating. Similar, it's probably similar to what you're asking as well. Some... to record the level, you know, sometimes you have it shows the level of the height of the water. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you have, especially by water reservoirs, it like shows the level of the water. Well, and sometimes you have that kind of, I don't know what it's called, is it a flap or whatever what it is? I don't know exactly what it is. It will show so is that a problem or not? Is that, because then here, obviously, this is the amount of water holding this item, which tells you the volume of the water. Is it a problem or not? And if it's not a problem, why is it not a problem? So the answer that the poskim, I think the question is worthwhile thinking about exploring, right? So the poskim say a nutzach that, and it's actually, I think it's an amazing nutzach, is because it's dalkom bekach, because it's inevitable, that's what's going to happen. All the waters go through that process. It's inevitable. It's the part of the process, it's part of the system, it's part of the civilization, and therefore it's okay. Which, if that's the nusach of the poskim, then what we're learning from that, actually, yes, it's considered a melacha. But there's a disclaimer within that rule of melacha, that if something is a melacha which happens everywhere, anytime, anyone in the civilized world, that makes it a permitted melacha, which I think is a very big chiddush, but that's what the poskim seems to be saying. So we're learning, on both sides, that a melacha passes the water, but simultaneously, if something is a melacha which is happening everywhere, constantly, then it's actually acceptable in its mind. Well, so the post can discuss that in Hilchos Shabbos. Very good question. If measuring on Shabbos is also, so why is it okay to use the water on Shabbos? Many posts can ask that question. So Mizaman, Rabbi Yashiv, many posts can ask the question, if measuring is also on Shabbos, why, by always, whenever, inevitably, when you open a tap on Shabbos, water is going to be measured. Why is it permitted on Shabbos? That's a real question. The answer for that, do you hear the question, Rabbi Yashiv? Yeah, the answer for the pardon. Yeah, well, you could argue that you can prepare the water in advance. You just fill bottles and bottles before. Yeah, because that's a chinuk. Yeah, But specifically for baby. But generally measuring on Shabbos is also. Very good. So the poskim go down that route. That it's grammar, it's very indirect. It's not that you're directly measuring it. You're doing something which causes a counting to take place. That is considered a grammar. As well as it's a davar she'ein nischaven, it's something which you don't intend at all. You couldn't care less. Probably you could argue you prefer if they don't count. You probably prefer if they don't count. Right? So it's not something that is in your own benefit. Consequently, putting those grammar, davar she'ein nischaven together, davar she'ein nischaven, something which is a grammar, is permutal even lechatchila. Therefore, the poskim amap even lechatchila, so that you don't have to think twice about it. If you would gain from it, the poskim ask a very interesting shaila. I recently just spoke to somebody about this. What happens if you're benefiting from the count, such as that? Exactly, exactly. Right. So it could be that is your own benefit. So that nevertheless, the post game are makel. Yeah, right. It is a psikreshu, but still, a psikreshu the nichla would be also. So But nevertheless, it's considered such an extended grammar that since it's not total direct benefit, it's not so direct. So it's a grammar again. Primarily, the point is that it's a grammar. Therefore, the ma'ase the poskim are makel, and even if it's not psikreshu the nichla mamish, but it's probably in the level of psikreshu echpasle. Therefore, the ma'ase who are makel on Shabbos, you don't have to think about it. But it's but you're right that actually the question is a real shaila. It is a real shaila. Yeah.
Presumably, there's something that can happen to the water to remove it. Otherwise, all the water in the entire world would be possible for the tourists dying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if we're going to say that your house is become the carpet, and anywhere that your water is in the house is going to become the carpet in the tank, then even after that it's been metered, presumably it's resting in the tank.
Yeah.
And it's
Mukhubba
like it's in a river, right?
Correct.
That removes the soil by itself, surely.
So therefore you're saying that what? That?
And then we don't really care if there's meters somewhere along the if there are a lot of happens in the water at some point, if before it reaches my force.
I suppose there's
essentially it's a system that doesn't that remove the soil by itself.
I hear what you're saying, I don't know. It sounds like a very, very, very reasonable spot, I don't know. There is a problem with I'm not sure. It sounds like an interesting spot. Okay, so that's the halacha with regards to ma'im she'osli b'melacha. And again, so the ma'im, I think we're going to learn more in Mitzvah Shem, but we have to be realizing, again, there's more halacha to come, but we have to realize that there's a shine of any time the water is not has been used for any purpose. The ma'im, we need to appreciate that there's a potential psul of ma'im which is she'osli b'melacha. Okay, we're going to stop over here just very quickly to recap what we learned. We learned also ma'im melacha, even as soaking bread, or you cool down the wine, or anything on those lines, washing kalim, if it's dirty kalim, it puzzles the water. If the water is, if the kalim were completely clean, we're still going to speak more about Imitsham, then if the kalim were completely clean, then no psul applies. We learned that it's considered, the reason for the psul is that nasu kashoifchin, they're considered wasted water, and it's possible in the tila. We learned if you have no intention whatsoever to use the water, to utilize the water, then actually it's permitted. No nischaven at all, then it's permitted. And we spoke a little bit about the water meters and the shaila of using water which has been measured. I wish you, Rabbi Yisai, and a good Yom Tov.